From Maine Public Radio and MainePublic.org, I'm Nora Flaherty, bringing you the news on this day in Maine, Friday, September 28th, 2018. And on this day, we'll have the latest developments in the lawsuit to force the state to expand Medicaid. And survivors of sexual assault in Portland demand Susan Collins vote no on confirming Brett Kavanaugh to the Supreme Court. The story's ahead in a moment.
This Day in Maine is made possible by listeners like you and by Norway Savings, supporting the colorful vision of Maine's business owners. Live your life in color. NorwaySavings.bank.
The group that is suing the LePage administration to force it to expand Medicaid has withdrawn its motion seeking a third-party receiver to take over the implementation process. That development came at the end of 2 days of hearings in Superior Court in Portland. Justice Michaela Murphy now needs to decide whether the expanded health care program can start without any funds appropriated by the legislature. Patty White has our story.
Maine Equal Justice Partners filed the motion for a third-party receiver after the LePage administration filed a federal application to begin the process of expanding Medicaid per a court order. But that application doesn't stipulate July 2, 2018 as the start date for the program. And for Robin Merrill, the executive director of Maine Equal Justice Partners, that's a problem.
Our primary concern was the effective date and wanting to ensure that we preserved the opportunity for people to get health care in the first quarter of coverage and for the state to draw down the federal funds to pay for the majority of those costs.
Merrill says the July 2nd start date follows a timeline outlined by law after voters approved Medicaid expansion last November. To avoid a third-party receiver taking over implementation, Merrill says the state agreed to send a letter to the federal government that acknowledges the start date is the subject of a lawsuit.
That submission mitigated our concerns, and so our focus really now is on resolving this case in its entirety.
The larger case is about whether Maine can implement Medicaid expansion without dedicated funding. The legislature did pass a $60 million funding bill in June, but Governor LePage vetoed it. The attorney who represents the administration in the lawsuit, Patrick Strawbridge, says funding is the key element needed to move forward.
Without an appropriation that's been enacted into law, expansion can't proceed.
But Robin Merrill says the administration is using that as an excuse and that Medicaid can be expanded without dedicated funding. To back up that argument, Maine Equal Justice Partners called a former administrator for the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services as a witness. Cindy Mann testified that budgeted state funding isn't needed for an application to be approved. But Patrick Strawbridge cited examples that dispute that claim and tried to discredit the witness as a supporter of Medicaid expansion.
Ultimately, what they produced was a person who worked for the Obama administration and who was an advocate for Medicaid expansion, who, despite the fact that she apparently has expertise, had never seen the fact that the director of CMS has told other states that the state's ability to pay is in fact relevant to whether or not one should expand Medicaid.
At the end of the hearing on Friday, the parties laid out a timeline to file briefs in the lawsuit that stretched through October. It's unclear when Justice Michaela Murphy will make a decision. Medicaid expansion is estimated to cover about 70,000 people. About 3,500 who would be newly eligible have applied since July and been denied. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Patty White.
Nonprofit community development organization Our Katahdin in Millinocket has been awarded $5.3 million federal dollars to make infrastructure improvements at the site of the former Great Northern Paper Mill. The money will be used to establish an industrial park to support both traditional and new forest products businesses and other industries to support economic recovery in the region.
Our grand goal is to have a research and innovation center around those next generation wood fiber products.
Our Katahdin Steve Sanders says the investment money from the Commerce Department's Economic Development Administration is to fund construction of water, sewer, roadway, and power and broadband infrastructure. He says there are several prospective tenants ready to move in soon, even before the infrastructure improvements are done. The mill ceased operations in 2008. Our Katahdin bought the former mill site for a dollar in January of 2017. Sanders says the organization's working hard to retire a $1.4 million inherited lien on the site, and that will allow the grant funds to flow. And finally, today, more than 100 protesters took to the street outside Senator Collins' Portland office this afternoon, where they demanded a no vote on Judge Brett Kavanaugh's Supreme Court confirmation. The demonstration follows yesterday's tumultuous hearing before the Senate Judiciary Committee. Some also filed into Collins' small office to leave personal messages with her staff. And as Susan Sharon reports, the afternoon gathering turned into an emotional speakout for survivors of sexual assault, some of whom said they'd never shared their stories out loud before.
One woman got on a bullhorn and gave an account of being sexually assaulted in the sixth grade. Another said she was speaking out for the first time about being molested as a child by her neighbor.
And if my parents see this on the news, it will be the first they've ever heard of their sweet neighbor, Mark. But I want a record somewhere, because if you don't say anything, everybody says, why didn't you say anything? I want a record somewhere. We believe survivors.
We believe survivors.
We believe women.
Many protesters carried signs saying, we believe Christine, a reference to Dr. Christine Blasey Ford, whose sexual assault allegations against Judge Brett Kavanaugh have put his confirmation in doubt. For some, Dr. Ford's testimony in front of the Senate Judiciary Committee was a trigger to relive similar traumas and to re-examine events from their own pasts.
You know, I had a date rape experience in college that I never would have called date rape at the time, because I didn't understand things the same way that I do now, and Me Too has changed that for women.
April Humphrey of Yarmouth says she wavers between feeling empowerment from the support women are offering each other and despair over the Kavanaugh confirmation vote.
It's felt very disempowering to feel like we are all out here bearing our souls and we don't feel like, we don't know if what we're saying is making an impact on Senator Collins or not. I have no idea.
Believe women, vote no on Kavanaugh.
Dozens of protesters took their case against Kavanaugh to the eighth floor of Senator Collins' downtown office building, where they were met by Kate Simpson, her state office representative.
I by no means want anyone to be asked to leave because we are violating a fire code. And it will happen. This is not the first time I've had a large, lovely group in here.
Space was so tight that protesters were unable to stage a planned sit-in. Simpson urged them instead to sign a comment book. Collins has not yet indicated how she will vote or what she thought of Thursday's hearing, but late Friday afternoon, she said in a tweet that she supports the Senate Judiciary Committee's request that the FBI conduct a supplemental background investigation of Judge Kavanaugh. In her tweet, Collins called it a sensible agreement. She also said she is pleased that Kavanaugh's friend, Mark Judge, has indicated he will cooperate with investigators. Judge is alleged to have been with Kavanaugh at the time of Ford's sexual assault more than 30 years ago.
We are looking for a justice on the Supreme Court of the United States who is supposed to be impartial and calm and deliberative.
But for Janet Lynch of Pownall and other protesters, Kavanaugh has already convinced them that he is not the right candidate for the job.
His performance itself shows a character which is not acceptable for a justice of the Supreme Court.
When a confirmation vote does happen, Lynch and others say it will be a litmus test for many things, but especially for the way sexual assault victims are treated. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Susan Sharon.
For more of today's Maine news, visit our website, mainepublic.org. And from Maine Public, that's This Day in Maine for Friday, September 28th, 2018. Thanks to Ed Morin and our digital team, I'm Nora Flaherty.